Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do some sample healings for everybody tonight and to talk about the Creation Lightship. And if you're new to the program, I'll just talk about the Lightship briefly here. It comes once every 2,000 years. And when it comes here, it's here to help people for the ascension process. And so they have many clearings and healings that they do for us to get rid of the densities out of our physical bodies that would prevent us from having the ascension process. And the healings are all normally instantaneous. A one-hour session is normally all that it requires to get rid of the energies kind of that's holding you back from having your spirit come back into your body. The emotional one is the most important. This is what we start off with for everybody. And the emotional one gets rid of about 95%, if not more, of your traumas and stuff that you've dealt with in this lifetime. So what happens is we do samples of this. I'll do a sample right now and just get an idea what it's like. And I'll go back 5 days in your life here. So here we go. 5 days ago, this is the traumas being released, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And naturally today cleared. So if you look upon your life now, the last 5 days, you're going to see that what you had to deal with, which caused you probably some type of emotional situation, could be sadness, it could be anger, it could be fear, it could be heartache, whatever it is there, look at it right now, and it's going to look like somebody else's movie. It'll look like, gee, I'm looking at this here, and I'm not tied into it any longer, and I'm not stressed out about this situation, and I can just release it now and let it go. And this is what these healings are all about. So these are all instantaneous healings. You do not have to tell me what you went through in your whole life. I don't even need to know. The Lightship already has the data, but the data isn't necessarily the event that you're dealing with, so to speak. It's actually just a blockage. So they just see you as being blocked or unblocked, and they just clear it. They don't have any judgment on what happened to you in your life because it's just a way that you got separated from your divinity and is keeping you from having your spirit with you. And this is why they do the healings at the end of every 2,000-year cycle. So the Lightship came here in 2005 to help everybody. The ascension time, like people are talking about, could be 2012, could be before that, could be after that. I just don't have a clue. I'm just here to help people do their healing. So this is kind of this all in a nutshell. If you're a person who has read the Bible, then just take out the word Father out of the Bible and put in Creation Lightship. And that's how it would be written today. But I'm sure there'd be a lot more truth involved in what's being stated. But aside from that, we'll see if our co-host is out there in cyberspace. So Sylvia, are you there?
Hi, Ron, and hi, everyone. And yes, I'm here, and welcome to our Wednesday show. And we have some very wonderful things in store tonight. And also, we'll take up whatever questions we have a chance to tonight on the fast chat. So if you would like to communicate a question or a request, you can just go ahead and type it in on the fast chat, which you access right from the Creation Lightship page on BBS. So that's very easy to do. You just click on Fast Chat, and it'll bring up a window for you to type in your questions. So I'll let you tell me, Ron, when you would like to take questions, and for now I'll just turn it back over to you.
Yeah, we'll just take them right off the bat here. Then what I want to do for everybody, kind of as a special a night tonight, we'll bring in some of the divine energies from the Lightship. So if you're new to the program, you're going to feel different energies come into you for about a minute. They're healing energies that are on the Lightship. And a lot of these, say, beings, masters, et cetera, have been here physically, and their spirit energy is on the Lightship directly. So I'll bring those in so we can have some healing on this show. So, yeah, let's do the first question here. Go ahead, Sylvia.
Okay. Let's see. We have a question from Mike to clarify something that was talked about on the last show that we had where you were talking about what happens when someone passes on. Or someone, you know, has a near-death experience and they come back and report that, you know, they've seen the white light and all that kind of stuff. And you talked about the God plane energy and how people are getting or were getting trapped in that energy in between lives and then having to keep coming back to Earth to reincarnate. And then you've also talked about what we're supposed to be doing, which is to, you know, be reconnected or reunited with our twin flame energy and our spiritual home base and be able to have free choice as to where to reincarnate next. So Mike would like some clarification on how it's working now and what will happen after this, now that the light ship is here.
Okay. Well, the first thing to get started with, we all came here, maybe you all came here. So for myself, I came here for a different reason. But you all basically came here because somehow out in the universe, you got sold maybe a bill of goods somehow, somewhere, and you got this beautiful, say, bus ticket down here, and maybe in your little packet that you have for your orientation purposes, you know, from the tour guide, you know, it said how great the beaches are and what you can do and everything else and have a wonderful life here. So you came in here, and lo and behold, you found out that you lost your home-based energy connection and your twin flame, and you go, what's going on here? And then you find out that you couldn't leave here because somehow you got stuck here because your spirit had a barcode on it which kept it held captive here on the earth plane, so you cannot leave, so you're being trapped all the time. So the good song about that, you know, that I like talking about is the one from the Eagles, Hotel California. And part of that phrase of the song is, we're programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you'd like, but you can never leave. So that's kind of the earth plane here. So people have been reincarnating here, a forced reincarnation, not just that you choose to, but you have to, because the dark side lives on your emotional traumas. And this is why we have such awful things happen here, is because they're fabricating these situations for us, and we're living them out. And the more trauma they can get out of your spirit energy, of your spirit, and by wounding you or brainwashing you, sending you mind control energies, all these things, actually is what's disempowering you. So, next we'll talk about the God plane. So naturally, when you got incarnated and you went to what you call your spiritual family, here, which is your soul family, which most people talk about, and these are the beings that you incarnate with, throughout, living on the earth plane. Could be every lifetime, could be off and on, but these are your buddies. That are also held captive, we'll just call it in the same prison cell as you. And from there, you come back in here, and then you get your spiritual contracts for each time you have a lifetime. So the spiritual contracts are typically negative. So if I asked you out there, how many of you had somebody do something to you that you didn't like? I'd probably see everybody raising their hands up in the air. And then I'd say, how many of you have been into a car accident? You'd probably raise your hand, too. Well, this is all learning experiences that you think you're going through, but it's really spiritual setups and agreements. And so what happens is your spirit is forced to help heal your body. This is why I came here. And the dark side, instead of working with love energy so that you understand that you have to heal your body, what they do is give you traumas. So your spirit goes, well, gee, if I can't connect with the person physically by talking to them from my heart center, then I guess we have to do the negative thing. And the dark side then creates all these negative affairs for you. Remember, you're still mind-controlled through each lifetime. And so now we're going to talk about when you die. Okay, so the first thing is, because you went to, I'll back up a second here. What the dark side brought in here was what I call the God plane energy. And this is the energy that is controlled by the darkness. The God plane energy equals collective consciousness. It equals dark side beings that are controlling your mind. It equals mind transmissions that people have sent to them. And there's many other things. So that's the main crux of the problem, is that we're being controlled here mentally. So you very seldom get a clear thought. So the God plane is all this stuff in there, okay? And naturally, in the God plane, what did the extraterrestrials do? They created a being outside of yourself, which you may call God. Everybody here listening probably has been to a church. And in that church, you worship a God, which is basically some type of life form that you know nothing about, but you're told that it is this divine energy. And they use the same words that the light ship uses because they mimic the light completely. Almost, you know, almost completely, naturally. I can't say completely 100%, but, you know, add a bunch of zeros after the decimal point and a bunch of nines, and you're going to see how close it actually is. So what they do is they fabricate the light energy. So when you die, people talk about, oh, I saw this white light tunnel. I saw Jesus come to me. Well, these are typically fabrications of the darkness. And it is true that Jesus could come to you from the light ship. I'm not saying that he would not. But you have to be heart-centered to get that energy. So if you're working with the mind energy, which is what we're trained to do, what we're told to do. Remember, we go to school. We have all these transmissions. Everything works with the mind. And when you start thinking inside of your head, you're using mind energy. So typically, I'll say that everybody is controlled almost 100% with mind energy. And this is the choice that people have. Remember, the light ship created you to go out to the different universes of light and to experience free will, free choice. And this is part of the problem that we have is that people have free will, free choice. And you are choosing, or they are choosing, to go to the darkness of the mind. And it's not the light ship's problem why this is happening, even though the darkness does transmit stuff to you. But if you still stayed heart-centered, it would not affect you. So what happens is people will have, we'll say, near-death experiences. You pass over, you die, and you see a white light tunnel. This is just what the dark side has fabricated to make it think that you are going into this God, beautiful creation energy, and this is what's being done to you. But then you get stuck into the reincarnation loop, and the reincarnation loop is forced upon you, and your spirit gets kind of dusted off, cleaned off, deprogrammed, because it's taken on the emotional traumas of this lifetime, or the lifetime prior to the one that you were in. And then it has to get cleaned up because you are actually useless, your spirit is useless to the dark side when it's traumatized, because it needs life force energy to come out of it. So it takes away all the suffering that's imprinted by the emotional body, all of the judgments, and then you come in fully charged up like a brand new battery. That comes into a physical life form, and wow, you're starting the whole life over again. And you also wonder why you are here. But and then you get talking to other people, and they go, well, yeah, you know, we have karma here, and you're stuck in the karmic loop, the karmic cycle, and, you know, you better have a good life to get out of it. So this is basically what's happened. So the dark side did create religion. They created a God outside of yourself to pray to, which is against the teachings of Jesus. If you understand these teachings, it's very simplistic. Don't go outside of yourself. You know, that's the first thing. You just need one book, one page. You know, go within. And everything else that's being taught basically could have some truth into it. There's always the underlying truth, but most of it is going to be energies, verbiage that's going to separate you from your heart energy and go into the mind. And a lot of the churches do talk about love energy and everything else, but they don't actually have you connect to your mind. To your heart. They connect to your mind instead, where you start to analyze what's being said. If you go into any church, they're going to probably be reciting the exact same phrase, the same passage out of a book at a certain time of each year, and you probably have that memorized in your head. And you don't really know anything but that until you go into your heart and you say, gee, what's happening here? Did this really happen? And your spirit knows that truth. So the whole thing is to go into your heart center. So I hope that answered the question here. So, yes, when you do pass over and people talk about seeing the light, well, that's the light of the darkness. They're giving you that so that that person can come back and say, oh, man, I saw this beautiful light energy, and I saw angels, and I saw Jesus, and I couldn't see God, but, you know, because I couldn't really see that ET that's back there in a spaceship controlling me, but I did see these other things, and it's just beautiful and wonderful, and I got enlightened. And I'm going to teach you about what I have been told and taught and things like this here. So basically, you're still in the darkness. You just got tricked. And like I said, in this Hotel California, you can check out anytime you like, which is that white light tunnel, but you can never leave. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Let's see. We have a couple of requests. One is for the entity release, and another for.
Okay.
We'll just start with that.
So here we go. So entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. And these are what we call ghosts, and they attach to us. This is another dark side plight to keep you from being fully conscious. When something comes into you and takes over your body, like a possession, then you are possessed, and you have to get rid of it. But they don't always come in like you see on movies, like on The Exorcist, where they're really, really strong. They just come in and want to play with you, and they want to live their life through you. So here we go. Entity releases right now. So we're going to take away some of the energy. Here we go. Just kind of sit back and relax. You might feel things leave you. Okay. And more of this stuff is leaving you here, going back to the earth. Okay, you're going to bring more of your spirit back into your body. So we're actually doing a retrieval here of these parts of you, these puzzle pieces. So this you can do yourself. All that you need to do is to command your spirit to get rid of the entities in you. And you might even hear their voices in your head and have your spirit get rid of them. Because you have to have them out of you to bring in more of you back in. Like a glass of water, if it's filled up, nothing else can be put into it. So here we go. I'm going to bring more of you back in, and I'll count to 10 as I command the energy to come back into your body. So here we go. And your spirit's doing this with the creation light chip at the same time, but you can do this yourself with just your spirit. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should feel a little more heavier in your body, dense, we'll call it, which is normal because when you're in your body, you feel heavier. And again, just kind of sit back and relax. And we'll put some music on for everybody so that you're able to feel your spirit energy and be in peace for a couple of minutes here. And you should feel like your thoughts are now coming from your chest area and not between your ears. Take another question, and then we'll do some special work on the light ship here. You can probably get some questions for the next 10 minutes, Sylvia.
All right, great. Well, we have a really good question from Kimberly, and this relates to what you just did. And her question is, when we have spirit fragments that leave us due to trauma, where do the pieces go, and how do we get them back?
Okay, the pieces should go right alongside of you. It could be within inches away from you, your spirit parts that don't want to come into the body but don't want to lose you. If you've ever seen somebody walking and saw some energy around them that looked kind of like a physical life form, very possibly that would be their spirit energy. So it could be just around you, or it could have got too traumatized, you know, a whole bunch and just took off and went to a different universe. So your spirit knows how to find the parts of you because you all have the same frequency. And this is how it works. It goes out and looks for you, and it will bring back as much as it can. And now the other flip side of the coin is if somehow the dark side through mind control implants or whatever has stolen part of you, or you had mind transmissions being sent to you from somebody, then as you chose to connect, even if you're connecting to your heart and you have a negative transmission done, if you're still using part of your mind energy, then you are connected regardless. So what happens is if that's the case, then the dark side has you connected like an energy cord, and they will, maybe when you're not aware of it, start taking parts of you out of you, like opening up, you know, the drain on your bathtub slowly, and you start leaking out. So it's very dangerous to not protect yourself, and your only protection is to ask your spirit if what you're doing is proper and right. Your mind is always going to tell you that it's going to probably be okay because it's controlled by the darkness. Yep, remember, everybody has dark side programming here. That's why the earth is the way it is. So I hope that answered the question. So, yeah, it could be anywhere. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we also had a question of what kind of information is transmitted to us through implants.
It could be anything. It could be a way that you change your consciousness. Sometimes when people start hearing the truth, the implants go off and that information then comes forward and it tells you, don't listen to this person because they don't know what they're talking about. So right away you think that because it's coming into your mind and you start to leave. Or they'll give you false information about something. Remember, your spirit and your heart is your only safeguard that you have for divine truth. Because remember, your spirit is connected, I'll rephrase that, your spirit is created by the 12 source energy. So you are the divine energy walking physically on this planet, and you are connected, hopefully, to your home base energy. If you've done sessions with me, I do a special session for that, and then I also give you your twin flame energy, which is what the dark side has prevented for thousands and thousands of years here for people. So once you have those two energies connected, then you're on your way and you have a lot more self-empowerment. Until that, basically people don't have much down here. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, let's see. I know you have some very special things in mind for tonight. So just so that we don't run out of time, why don't we do that next and then we'll see if we can take up some more questions after that.
Okay, wonderful. So, here we go. So what I'd like everybody to do is just to sit back and relax. And we're now going to bring in a very special energy. And this energy is your own particular baby energy. This is the innocence of who you were as a child, as a young baby. And there's no traumas attached to this, so if you're afraid of having that experience right now, don't worry, you're not going to have those. So I'm going to count to five as this energy comes in. And this is your own particular baby energy, and it's being brought up by the spiritual blueprint from the Creation Lightship, who has all of your blueprints. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Thank you. Okay. Next, we're going to bring in another energy from the creation light ship. And we'll bring in the energy of Jesus. And again, we'll put some music on so you can have this wonderful experience. Just sit back and relax. Here's the energy of healing from Jesus. Next, we'll bring in another energy, and this we haven't brought in for quite a while. This is the energy of Abraham. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. And this, again, is the spirit energy of Abraham from the creation light shift. And again, request your healing, please. Bring in another wonderful energy. This again is the spirit energy of Moses. So again, you'd like to request your healing. And here comes Moses for everyone. Bring in the energy of Mother Mary, and here she comes. This is her initial spirit energy, and just enjoy this, and just sit back and relax, and if there's nothing for you to do, just enjoy this wonderful energy. Mother Mary can bring in the fragrance of flowers and roses. She'll do that sometimes, so we'll ask if she'll do that for everyone. Okay, next we'll bring in a male energy. This will be the father of Jesus. So this is Joseph coming in. Remember, this is divine energy from the creation light shift of his original spirit energy. Now we're going to bring in some of the creation lightship animal energy. So these are also healers on the creation lightship. So sit back and relax. And we're going to bring in the first energy. Remember, these are all healing energies that are present there. And we're going to bring in the hummingbirds. So just sit back and relax. Feel them in your heart center. And here comes the beautiful hummingbirds to help do some healing work with you. Next, we'll bring in the divine spirit energies of dolphins. And here they come. Again, request your healing. And these are all heart-based energies. They'll connect to your heart. now we'll bring in another divine energy. We'll bring in the energy of whales. So this is a nice treat. And again, just sit back and relax as these whale energies come in. And again, you just need to request your healing. This is the divine energies from the creation light ship that created you and them. So here they come. Comes another divine energy. This is the energy of the swans. And here they come. Now we'll bring in another divine energy, and this one here will be of the dragon energy. Very beautiful being, so you're going to have a wonderful experience here. And again, just sit back and relax, and here comes the dragon. Bring in some angel energies right now. So here comes some angel energies for you to experience. This is all from the creation light ship, their divine energy of creation. So enjoy and ask for healing. Thank you. Okay, we could bring in, we'll bring in the energy of Buddha. So here he comes. This original spirit energy of Buddha. So just sit back and relax. And again, request your healing. True spirit energy. Bring in Krishna. Here comes the original divine energy of Krishna. Open your hearts, and here he comes. Another divine energy. We're bringing the energy of Muhammad. So again, open your hearts. This is the true spirit energy, uncorrupted and in pure oneness. Bring in the 12 source energies. So number one source energy is coming. Here it comes. And number two. Number 8. number 9. Number 10. Number 11. Bring in another people's favorites here. This is the crystal energy. There is an amethyst crystal jeweled energy on the light ship where there's millions of little crystals doing healing. So here comes the amethyst crystal energy. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you. We have a few minutes left here.
Oh, that was wonderful and just really incredible to experience all those divine energies. So hope all of you enjoyed that and take that into your heart and stay heart-centered with those energies and just really go within for your guidance and your healing. So that's a wonderful opportunity for that. Well, we do have about 1 minute, so we'll just make some announcements of some important and exciting things coming up. One of those is that there are brand new water, divine water activations available for you on the Creation Lightship website. And there's a whole list of them that you can explore that address certain specific needs that you might have for either internal or for your skin and that type of thing. This is now something that you can do anytime that you need something. It can be in the middle of the night or anytime. You don't have to necessarily wait. You can still come onto the conference calls and do the weekly water activation, which is wonderful, but this gives you opportunities to have specialized water for you whenever you need it. So that's really great. And then we have two conference calls coming up. I'll let you describe those, Ron.
We're having one this weekend, actually Saturday. It's a four-hour ascension preparation call on the 20th. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And the cost is only $20, and you're on the light ship for 4 hours of time. We do special divine activations of water, so you want to get 7 containers of water. You can just contact me through an email or go to the website and click on it. Use PayPal and you'll get the phone number and the PIN code to get onto the call. And if you do come on the call, get on 5 to 10 minutes early. So that's a wonderful thing to experience. We're having our third annual Ascension Month sampling. This call is on the 3rd of January. Again, it's a Saturday at 1 o'clock PST, and you're going to be able to sample the Creation Lightship's ascension energies that will be coming to the planet 1 month at a time. And then you can do your heart-based manifestations, do your programming, we'll say, do your inspirations of what you like to have happen as you sense these energies, so you can have a little heads up on what the Lightship is going to bring in. Remember, this is a time of ascension, so it's a whole different time, so if you're used to running linear time all the time, thinking that everything is the same, it's not. because the light ship is here now to help everyone in the ascension process if they choose to. But naturally, you have to move forward yourself to do that process. It doesn't happen automatically, and not everybody's going to be ascending because of the free will that they have. So the main thing is to stay in touch with your spirit. This is what this show is all about. The show is about creation energy coming to help you. And it's not in the God plane energy or the UFO arena. There's different ET races out there that are supposed to be helping us. But this is creation energy that is truly here to do this process. And the information that's being told to you is truth and fact, and you just need to connect to your heart center to do your discernment. And the whole thing is to love yourself more. And when you love yourself more, then you can love others. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'll mention briefly, for those of you that are interested in participating on that January 3rd conference call, one of the things that you might want to start working on, and that is to, you know, go in your heart center and just, you know, ask your spirit what you want to manifest in the coming year and kind of make a list of things that you'll use on that call. Maybe, Ron, you can explain that a little bit more.
What's that again, Sylvia?
Can you explain a little bit more about how people coming on the January 3rd call can prepare their manifestation list to use during that special event?
Yes, that's basically it. What you'd like to do is write down during the call, you're going to have probably about 10 minutes for each energy. So in that 10 minutes of time, you're going to be heart-centered instantly because the light ship will do this for you. And then you can read the energies yourself, ask your spirit what needs to come forth in your life during that month to help you for the ascension process. And this is kind of what people did last year and the year before. So it's a very nice way to experience the upcoming year and to put your seeds in place for your heart-based manifestation.
That sounds wonderful. So, yeah, we hope you'll all come on to that conference call and also the one on December 20th. And I believe we are out of time, so I'll just say blessings, everyone, and good night.
Hey, good night, everybody. And our next show will be Friday at the same time, basically, here, but 5 minutes earlier. So blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.